Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. This is Darren, and if you like this content, you have got to come check out my new course, 90-Day Relationship Reset. If you've got drama in your relationships, if you're struggling with a relationship, this is the course for you. Go to my website, drdarrenwilson.com. It's the very first button you push. It'll take you right to the relationship webpage. You can sign up today. You can up-level your relationship. And in 90 days, your relationships will be reset. Come join me today, drdarrenwilson.com. I can't wait to see you in the course room. Well, welcome in, everyone. Episode number 80, the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Kind of hard to believe, huh? Episode 80, we're on the brink of the week before Christmas. Hopefully, you've got all your Christmas shopping done. You've got that all wrapped up. If not, you're probably scrambling for last-minute gifts. I think that we're pretty much done this year. We may have one or two small things to get, but feel pretty good about where we are. So hopefully you do too. I want to talk this week and just kind of jump right in because I know this time of year can be very exciting for some people. It can be something that you look forward to all year long. You're looking forward to traditions and time together with family. And even some people even look forward to traveling. You know, some people are traveling again for the first time, maybe in 2 years. And so that's different. There's probably some stress around that as well. But for a lot of you, this is really a lot of fun. You get to go and celebrate and see family and friends. And then for some of you, this is a really trying, difficult season. Maybe you've lost a loved one. Maybe it's just something you've not looked forward to the last couple years. Maybe there's dissension within your family. Maybe you don't have the type of family that you always dreamed of. You always dreamed that you would grow up having and getting to celebrate. Maybe you see some of your friends having those types of families and those interactions where, you know, it's just loving and people come together and there's a lot of laughter and, you know, the gift exchange is great. And maybe for you, that's just not reality for you. Maybe it's a little more trying. Maybe for some of you, it's even toxic. There's situations where you have to go and you know, see a brother, or you have to go and see a sister, or you're going to even see a your mom and dad, and you're dreading it. You know, the last time this happened, it didn't go so well. The last phone conversation you had didn't go so well, and you feel almost obligated that you have to go. Or maybe they're coming to your house and you feel anxious and nervous around that. So I want to tell you that, you know, whatever the stage that your relationship is with your family, you're not just a unique unicorn out there. Everybody deals with something in some sort of dynamic with their family. And I want to encourage you to, you know, make the best of whatever situation you're going into for yourself. And I want to give you a few things that I think will help you, if you implement them, will help you successfully navigate the holiday and the holiday experience with your family members. And maybe it's something that you've never thought of before because you've always just felt obligated to be with family. You feel like it's the thing you're supposed to do. Maybe you've been pressured by your mom and dad to be at a certain place or to act a certain way or to, you know, treat your brother or sister in a certain way, or you're not supposed to bring up X, Y, Z. And you've got all of these expectations that just feel so heavy on you. And I want to give you permission as you begin to think about this season, or you begin to think about the next time you have to go there, even if it's not a holiday, but you begin to think about the next time you have to have this type of encounter. I want to give you permission just to be you, that you truly get to decide how you want to show up in these situations when it has to do with family. And just because it's family, it doesn't mean you have to spend the holidays with them. Let me say that again. Just because it's family, it doesn't mean you have to spend the holidays with them. You get to choose. You get to choose. It may be a difficult decision, but it may be the most healthy decision that you can make. If you decide that you are going to spend the holidays with them, then there are some things for you to think about as you move into this certain situation, right? How do you want to show up? Ask yourself that question. How do I want to show up around my family? You know, hopefully that answer is you want to show up as authentically as you can. Now, that doesn't mean, and I get this sometimes with clients, that doesn't mean you just go in and you say whatever you want to say or whatever comes to the top of mind, and you purposefully say harmful things to family members. No, when you are being your authentic and true self, you are able to come at it from a clean thinking space. You're able to process through the negative emotion that you might have that, you know, a family member has triggered. You're able to say, okay, this makes me feel X, Y, Z. It makes me feel embarrassed. It makes me feel frustrated. You move through that feeling, and then you're able to say, okay, how do I want to respond to my mom? How do I want to respond to my dad? How do I want to respond to my older brother or my little sister or whatever? How do I want to show up? You know, Uncle Bill, who's so tough to deal with. How do I want to show up with them? And then you decide. And you say what you want to say, how you want to say it back to them from the most authentically clean space that you can. And then their reaction is on them, right? You are only responsible for you. I want you to hear that. That is for somebody listening this week. You are truly only responsible for you. You're not responsible for your mom's feelings. You're not responsible for your dad's feelings. You're not responsible for anyone else's feelings except your own. Now, if you're intentionally trying to hurt them, that's a little different. But if you are truly going into it being the, you know, the most mentally stable and healthy person that you can be, and you are truly trying to honor that, then you are only responsible for you. You cannot fix your family at the holidays. And, oh, by the way, you're not responsible for that. You are not responsible for fixing your family members. You're not. You're responsible for you. Okay? So as you go in there, remember, you don't have to go, but if you decide to go, you get to decide how you want to be. The second thing is to set some boundaries. Now remember, when you set boundaries, you are setting those boundaries for yourself. So you may say, hey, mom, if you do X, Y, Z, then I am going to remove myself. Or I am not going to engage in that conversation. You're free to do it, but I want you to know that if you do this, I am not going to engage. If this happens and it's at my house, then I am going to ask you to either stop or I'm going to ask you to leave. Now, I know that's so difficult when you're thinking about a parent, but for some of you, that's exactly what you need to do. For some of you, you need to do that for your brother. For some of you, you need to do that for your sister. If this is what you choose to do, this is what I'm going to do, right? This is the boundary that I am setting for me. And some of you, if you're married, if you've got a partner, if you've got a spouse, if you've got a girlfriend, you're all going together, you need to say, these are what we agree to together. We are going into this situation as a team. We're not going to engage in the infighting that so often happens. We're not going to become part of the toxic environment. We are either going to remove ourselves from it, we're going to remove ourselves from the engagement of it, or we are going to have a response that shows a unified front from us. Okay? So set those boundaries that you need to set that are healthy for you. Put them out there up front if you need to. If the thing happens that they do, then know that sometimes you just need to say that right then. Hey, this is the boundary that I'm going to set. Doesn't say you have to stop doing it. If you keep doing it, that's fine. That's up to them, right? You're in their house, they do it. They're in your house, they do it. Fine. They can do it. But you set the boundary as what is the consequence for you. And that may be that, hey, you have to leave. Or if it is in your house, then you ask them to leave. You know, and then you set that expectation up front. So don't be afraid to do what's best for you. Don't be afraid to do what's best for you. Don't be afraid to do what's best for you and your particular family. Remember this, you are always in charge of your own emotions, right? You're always in charge of your own emotions. Don't allow someone else to manipulate your emotional life for you. And I know that can be so challenging. It can be so challenging when, you know, mom is telling you what you should think or what you should feel or how you should be, or little brother is telling you this is how you should do things, or your older brother or whoever it is. It doesn't matter who it is. This is what you're supposed to be. It's funny. It seems more recently it's been the aunts and uncles of people that are coming in, and they're the ones that are telling them how they should behave and what life they should live and what they should do and what they shouldn't do. And so it doesn't matter who it is within the family unit. Just remember that you're in charge of you. You're in charge of your feelings. Ask yourself, right? Notice the feeling. Ask yourself, what are your thoughts behind the feelings? What are those thoughts that you're having that is producing that? Remember, if you can sit through a negative emotion, if you can sit through a negative feeling, you can process it. You can choose how you want to show up, how you want to react, how you want to be, how you want to, you know, what you want to do, what you want to say on the other side of that. But if you react from an emotionally charged state, chances are you're going to react in a negative way. That's just how life is, right? Think about it. When you get angry and you respond from an angry state, you respond from a mad state, you respond from a real frustrated, heightened state, normally a good response doesn't come back. That's the time when you have to go back and apologize. Right? And I want you to be able to filter through that, sit through that, notice that anger. And even if you come out and you feel like you need to raise your voice, you feel like you need to say something that's, very pointed, you've done it from a place that you've thought through it, and you're doing it where you are consciously aware that you're making the statement. It is not something that's just coming up. It's not something that's just automatic. It's not something that's being just regurgitated from something that happened 20 years ago. It is in the present. You're making the decision to say it now, and you're engaging or disengaging because you choose to. Okay? You choose to. And then finally, I want to encourage you, especially if you're going someplace, leave if it's a toxic environment. If it's an environment that is not good for you, and you've said, I'm going to try this, I'm going to see how this works out, I'm going to see how this plays out, and it is not good, I encourage you to remove yourself from the environment. It is not an indictment of you or who you are or how you're living your life if you decide to remove yourself from a toxic situation. So I want to give you the freedom to do that. Okay. Don't allow someone to guilt you into staying in a situation you don't need to stay in. And you can say it as lovingly as you want. Hey, I cannot continue to expose myself to this type of criticism or this type of, harmful environment. I can't do it. And so I am going to remove myself from it. And so, you know, remember folks, you don't have to spend time, and you don't have to feel guilty. Okay. You don't have to feel guilty for choosing yourself over your family if it's best for you during the holiday season. Just because it's heightened during this time doesn't mean you have to do anything that you wouldn't normally do. And I know that's different for some of you. For some of you, you're like, oh, that would be so great. That's such relief. Well, maybe this is the year you need to have that conversation, or have the conversation up front that this is the boundary we're going to set. And if this environment continues to percolate the way it has in the past, and I'm there, I am going to remove myself. So don't be afraid to do what's best for you. Get out of a toxic environment if you need to. And remember, you are 100% in charge of you. And with that, I hope you have a great week. I hope you get ready for next week, whatever that looks like. You got about a week and a half. Christmas is on the 25th, so most people are probably traveling next week. So get yourself prepared. Get yourself ready. If you need to have a conversation before then, please reach out to me, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. I'd love to talk to you. Love to set up a consult. Love to see what's going on. If you've got some business questions too, if you're starting an online business, if you're in an online business, if you're in a normal general business that you would love to talk about, I'd love to do some of that business coaching. My last three clients have all been business clients, so I'm really pumped about that. And we've got some new things brewing for the new year, so we'll have that announcement out in the next week or so, but really look forward to bringing that to you too. So hope you all have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. And don't forget, check out the new course, Stop Fighting Now. Go to drdarrenwilson.com. Sign up today. I can't wait to see you in the course room.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.